The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
In for Kate Delaney, George Russell, Twitter, Mr. Talk Radio, website, MrTalkRadio.us. I'd like to thank her for letting me fill in. You can deal with me for the next few hours. She'll be in California for the next 2 days. So you got two days of me if you can actually handle it. I know how hard it is when you have somebody else filling in for somebody that you listen to, especially a male voice over a female. You know, that's why I appreciate her having me fill in. That's not easy, you know. But then again, if you take a look at the female talk radio show hosts across the country, there's not that many good ones. She's good. There's not many of them.
You make it look easy, George.
Well, so do you. You make your job look easy. Everybody does that's been doing it for a long time. If I didn't get it by now, I'm useless. You understand that? I couldn't work anywhere. But I appreciate her letting me fill in. I thank her so much. Great people, her and her husband. They're really good. They're good people. Wait till you meet them when they come up to New Hampshire again for one of the. I'm sure they'll be up here for someone first in the nation.
Right.
She'll be covering that.
That's great.
But I thank her for that. Anyways, Attorney Mark Stevens, bye-bye DWI. That's the website. He fights for the rights of individuals that, you know, may or may not have a problem being caught or allegedly caught for drunk driving. The laws are tough in our state on that stuff right now. You don't want to get pulled over for that today because it is just hell from the get-go.
That's an uphill climb. If you
Why does anybody even drink anymore? I mean, to go out. I mean, they've made the rules so hard on us, you're better off smoking pot.
Well, you know what, though? They're so nutty. The laws are so crazy now. They can prosecute you for smoking pot and driving, even though there's never been any kind of statistical studies done, any kind of real studies done that show that it adversely impairs your ability to drive. And they can, in New Hampshire, the law is any drug controlled or not. So they can get you for cough syrup, aspirin, Sprite, anything. If the cops can claim that you're under the influence of it, they can arrest you for DWI. It doesn't mean you're going to get convicted.
Like after coming out of a four-day set with the NHRA and getting whaled by nitrous.
Sure.
And being all dizzy and dopey.
No. Well, I know you didn't drive all dizzy and dopey, George.
Well, you get high from that. That's why I go. It's the greatest thing, the greatest show on earth. If anybody has never been to the professional drag races, the NHRA, do yourself a favor and experience that just once in your life. You will never be the same. Period. I've been to everything in my life. I've seen it all. Air shows with F-14s flying over your head till your body shakes. There's nothing like two top fuel dragsters. You're in awe. Boy, you got to be nuts to drive one of those cars anyway. Nuts. I mean, crazy. Sick.
They're hauling. Those things are hauling fast.
Some corporations have religious rights. A deeply divided Supreme Court decided today. Well, today for me is Tuesday. For you, okay, for those on the East Coast, it's still Monday. But on Monday, which would have been the last day of June, June 30th, 2014. Listen to this now. You know what this all came from, right? This Hobby Lobby place. Have you read about this Hobby Lobby place? It's an Oklahoma-based arts and crafts retail giant.
Sure.
Emphasizes their conscientious desire to operate in harmony with biblical principles while competing.
Yes.
Okay, in a secular marketplace. This whole thing came down today because they argued that the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and I don't know who gave it that. I try to just get a name out of it so you don't just immediately look to him, violates the First Amendment and other federal laws protecting religious freedom because it requires them to provide coverage for contraceptives like the morning after pill, which the company consider tantamount to abortion. And it got shot. It was the 5-4 decision based today. Ended the high court's term with the legal and political setback for the controversial part of President Barack Obama's health care reform law.
Right.
Big.
It's an important case.
I still have an issue with, you know, how the Obama administration was able to, whatever they did, I don't even know how subliminally maybe they made the Supreme Court be able to say that what you're doing, you can't demand money, but you can tax them. And however they finagled the wording to stop this whole thing off where they can make you pay for your health insurance when that's unconstitutional, but he has the right to call it a tax. The day I heard that, I went upside down.
Yeah.
So now he got a blow today.
And this is a blow.
For years and years and years, it's always been separating, you know, state, church, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's debatable, and anybody who's out there can have an opinion. The bottom line, do you think that your company should have to pay or at least make the provide coverage for contraceptives. I don't think so. And that's a personal thing between two people. Nothing to do with your work.
That's right. Why does the employer have to pay for it?
Why does the employee even get to know you're taking this stuff?
Exactly. Exactly.
Huh?
What
are you, crazy?
Of the employer or the government, what are you taking?
How are you, what are you doing in your private time?
That's right.
This is assuming you're doing stuff on your private time that we have to watch out for.
That's right. Some people don't believe in contraceptives. Some do.
Supreme Court gave him a 5-4 gong.
Just get gonged. They get kind of a 5-4 split gong.
No, didn't get gonged. That got gonged.
Oh, that got gonged.
Absolutely, that got gonged.
But, and it's great that these people, whatever side you think on or whatever opinion you have on it, that people are committed to fighting things all the way up to the Supreme Court if they think they're in the right and they believe in something strongly enough. And, you know, their position was that this country was founded on religious
freedom. You work for a company that's going to tell you that listen, as much as whatever they do out of Washington, D.C., always gets mixed up and taken to the extreme outside of Washington, D.C., you know, these people watch what you do all the time. You know, you get a guy that's going to the hospital more than another guy or doctors, and they may be calling it abuse of the health system that the company's providing for them. They do something. They do something about it. They're not going to come right out and say something, but they're going to make life miserable on that guy. You get somebody that's in there constantly getting contraceptives, well, come on.
Right.
Yeah. You got to be a moron not to think they're negative. You better believe it's none of their business. That's craziness.
It's more of the nanny state mentality. You know,
it's worse.
It's a nanny. They're going to tell you what you can have for you. Not only
it's so bad.
Not only should people use contraceptives, but they're going to make the employers pay for it. Why? What are they getting? You know,
they're going to be every year. Things get watered down a little bit more. I remember years ago the word used to be called dumbing down. You know, this country is ridiculous.
It's probably bullying for saying dumbing down now, because a dumb person might be offended.
Yeah, but you can't define a dumb person.
That's true.
See, now you're out of line doing that.
That's right.
Come on, listen. They can't even use the word moron anymore.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. In 1954, 55, up to the early 60s, doctors were writing prescriptions to people to go to psychiatric wards with the prescription saying moron on it.
Right. It was a psychological.
How do you like that?
A classification.
Yeah, call somebody a moron today. Human resources.
I can't punch
HR.
Go to human resources. You can't punch
him. He called me a moron. Nobody wants to say anything to anybody in the business world anymore. That's why we're living in such a miserable world today. It's lucky these comedians even get a chance to go out and do what they got to do today. Right. They have to go into 21-year-old older clubs where you get ID'd 5 times and you're able to hear the F-bomb. It's brutal. We've lost our sense of humor in this country.
And the right to drop that F-bomb.
Yeah.
That's right.
You go, you got to make sure. Give me your ID. I want to make sure you're able to hear this, listen to this word. Because we're going to watch what you do. Because you know why? You're not mature enough to police yourself. That's why we're tired of the government. You know what they want? People want, folks, all you politicians that are running out there, get off our backs and stop taking money out of our pocket. But here's what happens. And I'm a real stickler.
Leave our guns alone, too.
Yeah, leave our guns alone, too. I take that for granted because we live up here.
Yeah, but it's...
You know, but, I mean, why hasn't there been a hotshot lawyer that's taken New York City to court and say you can't do it? I don't care what law you pass. It's unconstitutional. You can't let these people not have guns.
I don't know.
How are they able to push that? All right, the same thing with not letting people drink 20-ounce cans of soda.
Right,
okay,
same thing.
Well, all right, well...
Soda's worse, actually, because it's...
Disarm a people, you own a people.
That's right. Well, that's the objective.
Well, that's what they think. Not in this state. Try it in here. Try it in Vermont and Maine. And other states. Virginia. You know? We're going to take a break. Going to go take one right now. Attorney Mark Stevens on George Russell sitting in. We love the mentality kick in.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm George Russell, sitting in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's a Tuesday morning, still probably Monday evening in the East Coast, West Coast, of course. And I am at Mr. Talk Radio if you want to follow me on Twitter. And website's MrTalkRadio.us. My guest, smart guy, he knows a little bit about everything, too, is Mr. Mark Stevens. He's an attorney.
Thank you, George.
ByeByDWI.com. Well, it's true.
Thank you, George.
Now look at now. You know, I just noticed you walk. You got a crutch there, huh? What happened?
I do. It's temporary.
Well, I know it's temporary.
Yeah.
What happened? You all right?
Yeah.
You fall down.
I'm doing fine. No, I didn't.
I fell down. I can't get up.
I didn't fall down. No, I wasn't hitting a weed dispenser or anything.
No.
Just temporary. I had a little.
Well, you were sports. You were sports nut when you were young.
Is that what happened? I still kind of am nutty about it, but...
Oh, I know you know your sports. We haven't even started talking about that.
I just don't play them anymore for obvious reasons. Asian gravity have gotten me.
Well, that's what happens.
That's right.
We're not young anymore. I noticed that myself just recently. I started waking up, and, I got an ache out of nowhere. Back. What's that? Elbow. What the heck's that? Why is that in the knee?
Yep.
It just starts happening, right? It's all downhill after 50, no?
Unless you're going to stay with medical marijuana, Josh. You're going to dentist, you know? The world's your oyster. You don't feel the pain.
That's what I need. I got to prove it, though. You got to prove it. Hey, look, when New Hampshire passed this law last year, which won't go into effect for next year, but for medicinal purposes for marijuana, we have the strictest rules in the entire country on that stuff. You're not going to be able to bullshit them, my point is. You know?
No.
You can't go in there with your backache unless they get an attorney like you. See, you got a whole new world of business now.
Well, you know, that's a medical decision, though, for the doctor to either prescribe it or not. I mean, I've seen people with medical marijuana cards from other surrounding states that get stopped here and arrested for possession of marijuana because they don't know any better. They tell the cops, yeah, I got some. Here it is. I got a prescription.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, if you tell if a cop's asking you questions like that and you answer them, you're not helping yourself.
Well, people get scared.
Well, they just don't know any better because it's legal where they are. It's legal to have where they reside.
Well, I mean, of course, but even when having to talk to an officer.
Right.
They're scared.
Sure.
You know what
they get puckered up. Nobody wants to talk
lights
to
are on.
Lights
guy comes at you. He's got a badge. He's got a gun. He's decked out.
Holding your license.
You're scared.
Holding your license.
That's not good.
Yeah. Are you going to get it back or not? Depends on how you answer the questions.
Well, you can't. That's so not
what
right.
They do. No, it's well, not right, but it's what they do.
They can call you.
I'm not saying it's right.
Call you, give you back your license.
Yeah, so that's what we try and do is get them back.
That's a tough gig. You're busy every day, huh?
It's busy every day. The police are really aggressive with, particularly, nobody told them that they lost the war on drugs 20 or 30 years ago, and they're still out there looking to, drug interdictions, and now they're trying to get it through, DWI laws, expanding those into non-controlled drugs, into anything, just to get frisky and rip a car apart and hope they find something.
Well, they were delivered a big blow last week with the cell phone.
Yes, that was excellent.
Big.
That was excellent.
That's tough for them, too. I have to think about them as well, because now, you've got these states out here that are saying no texting. No texting and driving. So a guy pulls you over, says you were texting. It's your word against his. He has to go get a warrant now if he wants to go check your phone.
That's right.
That could take that could take a little time.
Those aren't hard to get for them. If they have probable cause, it's not hard for them.
On the spot.
Not on the spot. Why should they get to hold you while they go get a warrant?
Well, that's my point is, it's going to be a bear for them to deal with this.
They went for centuries without looking into your cell phone or mine, and they don't need to look in them now.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody runs over somebody with a text message issue. I mean, I got hit by a girl that was texting. It was before this whole thing.
If somebody runs somebody over, they can arrest them for that. They don't need to get, then they can get a warrant. They have plenty of time. They don't just let them go and say, have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Too bad you ran someone over and killed him.
So they're not allowed. You got to get a warrant to go look in your phone now.
That's right, as they should.
Right.
Well, look anywhere.
Supreme Court's on fire lately.
Yeah, 5-4 on fire on a lot of things. But if you think about it, go right back and just read the Fourth Amendment. That's what it says. Your papers and effects. The only papers and effects is your phone.
What we'd like to cut down on, for those of you out there that are running for office, and I think across the country it's a big year. Is it going to be turnover again like it was a few years ago? I assume so. What we'd like this government to do is to, here's my own humble opinion, is for them to stop, okay, punishing everybody for the behavior of a few. That's got to stop. Okay, so there are some obese people in New York City that may not care about their health like you do or anybody else. So they decide they want to have 20 ounces of Mountain Dew every single day.
They got a right to.
But everybody else has to suffer because of that. Who came up with this idea? What? That everybody has to pay.
Right.
Okay, that is hour number two. I didn't think I was going to make it through the bell. But
Bloomberg
this is what
bomb.
Happens.
Bloomberg bomb. Bang, gone.
But this is just...
But you know what? Who cares if a kid wants to be fat and drink 100 ounces of it? Who cares? It's not the city of New York's... concern.
But that's the
they
epitome.
Want to go out and do a hula hoop for an hour a day. They're going to make them do it.
Every day.
In those fifth, 60 minutes thing.
Jumping jacks on Times Square. Everybody
eat a bunch of Twinkies afterwards.
Come on.
It's stupid.
Yes. And this is what I'd like to see, a little curtail of these rules and laws coming down the pike that are affecting everybody because of the behavior of a few people. Why? They have no trust in the American people. That's pretty obvious. They don't trust any of us. They think we're all morons, and that they're going to be...
You can't say moron. We established that before.
I'm in the box.
Okay.
Moron. That's the hammer. Should we videotape this? This could be live on video right now. See, cams today, that's another thing. That's a whole other new world, cams. People stare at cams. They've got people that have cams on a lake, looking at a lake, like a lake up in the northern part of our state, which has, it doesn't move. The leaves don't move. And it sits there for hours. People stare at it. They're mesmerized with these cams.
Really?
Yes. People just look at cams. Yes. Staring.
At a lake?
Anything.
Let's stare at something.
It depends on, I guess they'll find somebody out there that can put you into a personality category and know which cams you'd like to watch. You get some of the hot shot psychologists that'll be able to find that out soon. We'll be able to dictate your personality.
I'm okay without that.
Soon enough, they're going to have so much background on you by what you do in surfing, they're going to pound you with everything that you like or can get addicted to on the internet. Believe me, they're one step ahead of you on everything.
Oh, sure. They're watching everything.
Don't buy a new laptop. Don't buy a new laptop at all.
Right.
You're tracked like you don't even know. Believe me. If you don't think you are, you're dreaming. You move them anywhere you move that thing. I'll bet you get GPS on it that they know who's what. Who? I don't know who these people are, but they know. This whole administration down there in Washington knows everybody and what they're doing and what they're going to do.
Right.
You know. It's pretty obvious today when you go surf the internet. And for instance, you know, I got a boat, you know, so I have to go look up something for a boat for a piece for the Mercury or something like that there. Next thing I know, I'm reading the news at the Washington Times, and on the side, they're advertising me for a piece of a Mercury boat. Yeah, because they know that's what you were looking at. That hasn't happened to you yet.
Yeah, of course it does. They monitor.
And you use an Apple, and it still happens to you.
Sure.
Well, there you go. You have to constantly clean your caches out,
right,
which we knew 10, 15 years ago. But you've got to get extra software now to bind up all of your surfing if you don't want to be hit with pop-ups. Who knows? Is there a business out there that profits from these pop-ups? Tell me, please. No way. Pop-ups.
Well, I think if they didn't profit from them, they wouldn't exist. I think you click on them, people click on them by mistake trying to close them, and it's led to another site. And that's how they make their money, skimming like that.
Yeah, they make their money, but it's not from you buying a product. People just trying to close these things as fast as they come up.
Right.
Right.
They make some of them harder to close. Right.
So however it is that the manipulators that the program these things found out a way to make money or pay a company some amount of money for amount of hits because of some other game that none of us are involved in. No one likes pop-ups, people. Do you get that? No one. And if you're a business, you're going to have a pop-up?
No, it's going to it ticks people off. The same with the little voice talking every time you move the mouse.
Yeah, come closer. Yeah.
Every time they move the mouse, and the little, you know, the lady chases you around and says, "How can I help you?" You help by getting out of here.
Yeah. You know? You can't get it. It won't let you sometimes.
Right.
The mouse starts going around. You want to throw the computer to the wall. Yeah, you can't get it. You try to go hit that X, and the X is bouncing around.
It's off to anger management.
Yeah.
And small Pepsis.
It's killer. This internet world, some of it's very good, some of it's very, very bad. I say for the most part, it's bad.
Yeah.
Is this segment two? I want to make sure that I don't... Oh, no. Don't tell me it was segment one of hour two. Segment two, hour one. Segment... What did I just do? Segment one, hour two. Segment two, hour one. Oh, so this is segment 2 hours. Because I want to make sure that I may hit the clock. See, I'm on the human resource clock management right now.
Well, that's right. Clock police.
See, Kate is on the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm long-winded.
Really?
Yeah. So I get, because in my morning show, I'm so used to talking for 50 minutes straight.
Right.
We don't take breaks on my show.
Right. No water.
The break is for you to get away from
me. No muffins. No Slurpees.
It's not for me to take.
That's
right. It's not for me to take a break. It's for you to get away from me because you can't deal with me anymore. 10 minutes and 50 seconds on break on section two. Okay, good. We got 40 seconds.
Well, you're riveting, George. That's why no one wants you to take a break.
Bye-bye, DWI. That's the website. I wish Mark was available for you in all states. Besides having him talking about all sorts of topics, he's an outstanding attorney and has helped quite a few people in New Hampshire. You were licensed anywhere else?
Yeah, Massachusetts, George.
Okay. So how much work do you have to get to get licensed in the state? You got 8 seconds.
You have to take a bar examination every state you want to.
Oh! Jeez.
What was that groan for? It's better than a gong, I guess.
Gotta go. Be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Also filling in for Kate Delaney, my friend, extraordinary woman, and professional talk radio show host. Just think that maybe the air might be a little rough in Houston, having her ask me if I would fill in for her, you know. That's probably what all the listeners are thinking, too, at the same time. But not attorney Mark Stevens. He's with me and always enjoying this conversation with him. He's a good attorney. And his website's byebyedwi.com. And just because that you practice law in the state of New Hampshire does not mean that people from outside the state can't maybe just ask you questions, talk to you. Can they do that or no?
Well, you could tell them. Well, the thing is, we can't give legal advice if it's someone outside New Hampshire or Massachusetts. It would be inappropriate to anyway, even if it wasn't illegal. It would be inappropriate to, because I don't know what the laws are in Montana or wherever you're calling from. But but you should always speak with a lawyer. Most lawyers will at least speak with you on the phone or have a quick visit with you for free to kind of analyze whatever it is you're charged with. You should always know what, you know, what the worst case scenario is, what you're charged with, before you get started.
French bank BNP Paribas to pay $8.8 billion fine and plead guilty to breaching U.S. sanctions. Breaking news. I don't even know what it means.
That's a lot of francs.
That's what it means to me. It's a lot of money. Some of the, you know, we don't even, that's what I get. When I started this whole first time filling in tonight for Kate, I started off with that. Nothing shocks us anymore.
Right.
You know, I'm afraid for the, I know they'll be all right because my parents were afraid for my generation and their parents were afraid for their generation. You remember
Sure.
your mother's time.
Sure.
But this particular generation is moving in a direction that none of ours moved in. Very fast, very callous, not as open and communicable as we are because we learned the art of talking and looking at each other in the face and sitting down. Today they communicate through text messages,
right.
online. They could be anybody. They're not even real anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of it, they're not being shocked by anything. Because, you know, our parents shielded us from a lot of the stories that these kids get to read today without even having to ask their parents.
That's right. They turn the channel or whatever so you didn't see it. And now it's coming onto the kid's phone.
The kid is privy to what you're privy to at an adult. Is that not scary?
Sure.
I think so. What's going to happen to a 20-year-old kid when he's watching stuff at 7 years old that I didn't watch till I was 17? Or
sure.
couldn't see till I was 17?
Sure.
I don't know. It's kind of scary as far as I'm concerned.
It makes them numb to things, too.
That's my point.
Numb to violence.
We are a passionate generation. I mean, I can already tell already that this generation is going down the tubes because their music sucks.
Some of it.
Oh, come on. It's horrible. Please. That's about as dumbed down as you can possibly get.
Well, that's another thing, though, that goes from generation to generation, too, George. Is everybody thinks the next one's bad, you know?
Always said to myself, I don't want to sound like my father.
Yeah, the people that thought the world was going to end because of Elvis, you know.
Well, that's true. All right, well, you know I know
and
my
today parents. It's Lady Gaga, you know.
You're right. Well, I mean, come on. I can listen to big band music of the 20s and, you know, get a little bobbing of the head. You know, mm-hmm. I need to get a lemonade for some reason every time. I need to sit under a tree. I don't know why.
That's right.
But, you know, it engages you. It engages you. Most people like music, and it can engage you. 50s was an upbeat type of time. There wasn't a lot of bummer songs in the 50s. In the early 50s, they weren't.
Right.
They were all about girl guy type of stuff, cars, malted shakes, hamburgers, and it had this upbeat to it. 60s, once the drugs started taking spot, everything started going down. Then the war screwed up everything, and then we became rebellious, and music was an outlet. I mean, things changed quite a bit, but today's day music makes no rhyme or reason to nothing. You know? It's put together in a studio with drag and drop files. It's just not all of it, but, you know, come on. You're never going to see another Who. Just
no.
like a Beatles and stuff like that. I understand. And I don't know what they're
going to do. I think you see fewer groups now, I think, generally. But.
Well, listen, let me put it to you this way. You know music? See,
bit.
Courtney knows music.
A little bit. I mean, I listen to it.
You know bands' names.
Sure.
Okay, so you know big bands' names. All right, you're familiar with the Meadowlands Stadium?
Yes.
Okay, tell me a band that could sell out the Meadowlands on their own right now. On their own. No backup. I don't want Lollapalooza.
A band or an individual?
Either one.
Lady Gaga could sell it out. Lady Gaga could sell it out. She's got a very loyal following.
Is that a girl?
That's a girl.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying. There was some question back of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, lady.
Fool me if.
All right. Lady Gaga could sell out Meadowlands,
sure.
You think, on her own?
Yep. Sure she could.
I don't know about that.
Dr. Dre, maybe. Dr. Dre, maybe.
No way. No way.
Yeah.
No
All
way.
Right,
no way.
Come back? Sure.
No way.
Yep.
Uh-uh.
Yeah,
no.
He's got a multi-generational following.
I don't care. He's not selling out the Meadowlands. First of all, half his audience can't afford a ticket.
Look at Avicii just sold out the Garden.
Who?
Avicii, the one where all the kids get sick from the drugs last weekend.
The Garden. I'm talking about Meadowlands in Jersey outdoors.
Yeah, that's Avicii, though. I mean, that's...
Kind
of a middleweight, you know what I mean?
What kind of words are you using right there?
Avicii's the name. It's a techno.
Avicii. Is a band.
Yeah, it's a guy, but it's a band.
By himself.
Techno guy. Yeah.
Selling out Madison Square.
No, not that Garden. The Garden. Boston Garden.
I mean The Garden. There's only one Garden.
That's you're right.
Mm.
But he sold it out. It's where the kids had 38 overdoses or something in there. Yeah.
All right, so what's going on to do with him was the drugs that night. Okay, well,
I don't know.
He didn't.
He was the attraction, but if a, you know, relatively not the top of the line guy can sell out a place like that, it's not unforeseeable somebody could sell out.
I didn't say it was unforeseeable, but it's kind of very difficult.
But it's not like the big stadium bands. I understand what you're saying. It's not like the, you know.
Well, even back then they had to do it too.
Right.
Okay, the Rolling Stones. That's my point. We could probably do it.
Sure.
And Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen, because they're from that area.
Bruce Springsteen probably sold
out. But from that, from, you know, I don't think The Who would sell it out. I really don't. I'm talking sold out, brother.
Hmm.
76,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I don't think so. They have to get to.
I think Lady Gaga could do it.
I don't think so.
I think
no.
She could.
No.
She's got a loyal fan base. They go from all over.
They've got a loyal fan base that are seven, 8-year-old kids.
Nah, it's wider than that.
Yeah, okay, let me tell you something. In our day, Farrah Fawcett would have been able to sell out by herself. It's the same thing.
Yes, she would have.
Okay? If she had Twitter back then, look out. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Yeah. No, Lady Gaga would never sell out the Meadowlands.
I think she could.
I can't do a live poll here.
No. No. I think you'd find it would be overwhelming that Lady Gaga would sell out the Meadowlands.
I don't think she could. Michael Jackson could have.
He could have, right.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But but these are single act things that you're talking about. I'm talking about I don't even know any. We should get off this subject because it's epic fail. There's nothing going on with music. That's my point. Nobody knows Da Vinci or whatever his name is. Whatever you say. Whatever his name.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But
that's a whole different group over there of people. But it's not the same anymore. And you know,
it's never
not
the same. You go from generation to generation.
But my point is let me give you my reasoning, counsel, for why I don't think that she'll sell out. Because everybody can see her on video.
You can watch it at home.
And download it.
Yep.
Right. That's my thing.
Yep.
See, the point I'm trying to make here, 76,000 will not go to see Lady Gaga if they can see it.
Right.
But they will go see the Rolling Stones.
Right.
All right. But that's my point is that's there's only a couple. No one's left.
Mm-hmm.
No one's left that can do this anymore. They got to have.
I wonder if the Eagles could sell it out.
No.
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 I'd go.
No, of course you'd be the only. You'd be alone with seven other people.
The only person.
No, only kidding. Only kidding. They would do well, but they couldn't. They might do 54,000.
Yeah.
That's still a good audience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I don't think so.
Hey,
because
you know who could sell it out? I know who could sell it out. Because they saw him at Gillette. You too.
Yes.
You two could sell it out.
There you go. Now you've given me a legit.
Big stadium.
Okay. Big, yeah.
Yep, they can sell
it. You know what? You two could do Friday, Saturday, Sunday sold out.
Yeah.
That's big.
They sold out two at Gillette.
I'll give it to you.
Gillette 70.
That's good. Yeah. All right, I'll give you that. By themselves.
By themselves.
Yeah, okay.
They had an opening band. I forget what it was.
All right, but that's just to let people.
You go there to see them.
When you go on to sit down, you get some music in the background.
Right.
All right. There you go. There's legit. That's legit right there. I wouldn't go, though.
I've seen them. They're good.
I don't like guys' politics.
Hmm.
You know?
But I don't even know what they are. I just like
yeah, well, that's why I do. Listen to this coming up here. Now that we're all done making sense of that.
Thanks for helping me sort that out in my mind.
Right, thank you. Next year, people are going to be able to get this vehicle, right? I think it's called Elio. Elio Motors is promising this car next year. It's supposed to get 84 miles per the gallon on the highway, and it's going to sell for $6,800. Now, see, here's my point when speaking about. Look, did I forget in the first hour, in the first segment, I was talking about the major news stories because last Thursday was one of the biggest news stories. I forgot to bring up the GDP numbers. That was a huge story as well, how they overinflated them and we're down 2.5%. Over projected figures, and that consumer spending was up 1%, but we were down on 10% of our exports, which if you want the blue label terms for what I'm just talking about right there, people are spending money, but they're not buying American goods, and we're not shipping out American goods. There's that all summed up for you right there. So I always said if Americans could build a car, they get good gas mileage, not as good as this right here. I mean, this is outrageous. I'll tell you more about this. I think that we'd be back on the track. I think that you'd be, you sell a brand new car that gets about 30 miles to the gallon for $9,000 or $8,000 cash, and the United States of America will come back on. I got to take a break. I'm George Russell filling in. For Kate Delaney, Attorney Mark Stevens is with me. We'll be back in a second.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sitting in for Kate Delaney. Thanks for just hanging out with me while she'll return on a Thursday morning. And I'm here with you now and tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out to my Twitter if you'd like to follow me when I have something important to say. Okay, not what shoes I'm wearing. All right, is at Mr. Talk Radio. If you'd like to follow Mark, he tweets a lot. You retweet. That's what you do. I've noticed you.
I do both. If I see something really good, like if it's from you, you know, something interesting, I'll retweet it, because if I find it interesting, I want to share it with your friends.
How many followers do you have?
About 71,000.
What?
About 71,000.
Oh, man. How did you do that?
It's just grown over time, you know.
71,000.
Yeah. It's grown over time. If you interact with people, they tend to follow you. Yeah. You know, if you put out things that are... You know, people are interested in crime. They're interested
all the time,
in criminal
yeah,
topics.
Yeah, yeah.
And we hear about this stuff. Lawyers talk about this stuff. Criminal defense lawyers from here talk to people from Texas or Florida or California about things that are happening there. Whether it be DWI roadblocks, drug searches,
so when
cell
you,
phone searches, whatever.
When you retreat,
Retweet.
When you retweet one of my tweets, when you, then 71,000 get it.
71,000.
So you promoted me.
It's better than a newspaper.
Oh, yep. I have to give you a bag of my coffee.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
People don't know about that. Fog lifter.
Fog lifter. That'll keep you up and tweeting.
It's a single origin Colombian roast. It's not a blend, which took me months to beat this roaster into submission to make the right roast for me.
It's good.
I sat there day and night tasting. Give me another one. Give me another one. Try that. Till we got it right.
Hmm.
And it's good stuff. I don't have a link up for it on my website, though. But anyway, yeah. So for that, you're going to get it. For retweeting my tweet, I'm going to give you a bag of
awesome
fog lifter coffee.
Hey, you'll be getting some more there.
Yeah, I don't drink much of it. You know, it's good. No, it doesn't give you the jittery feeling.
You don't get the 230s, the letdown.
No.
Right.
No, because it's not a high. It's just this. Right. You know, I do notice that one time when I first got it and brought it home, I tasted it. I drank it. It was late at night. It was like 8:30 at night. Late. That's late for a guy that gets up at 4. And I drank it. And then I'm sitting there at bed at 11 o'clock going, I'm not tired. But I wasn't jittery.
Right.
You know, and I was like, oh, no, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
So there it is, 12:15, 12:45. I drank it at 8:30, first time I had it. And I was like, oh, boy, this stuff's jacked.
It's good.
But it doesn't make you feel like you're jacked.
That's right.
It's just coffee. Just good because it's a Colombian roast and it's fresh as you can get it.
Yeah, it is.
You can smell it.
Smells good.
Oh, it's good. Now, listen, it's my drug of choice. It is a drug. You know? I have to tell you.
It's a gateway drug.
Oh, no.
To donuts. Yeah.
Gateway drug. Hey, listen, so, you know, I also am guilty of performance enhancing drugs.
That's right.
Because I drink it in the morning before the show. You know, and I have done shows without them. Do we want to watch President Obama announce former Procter & Gamble executive Ronald McDonald to lead the VA? Someone's going to straighten that out. Oh, boy, can I go on for hours about that nonsense. President Obama introduces nominee to head the department. What a nightmare the Veterans Affairs are, huh?
Yeah, it's sad.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about that. of course, because I do a lot of reading, especially about military stuff. I mean, you know, here's the 4th of July is coming up. You know, if there's a lot of kids out there, what's a kid today? To me, you're under 40, you're a kid, you know?
Sure.
But they have no idea what the 4th of July is. To them, it's fireworks, more pot, more beer. You know?
No.
And birth control.
No longer employer provided.
Yeah, but I think there's going to be criteria for that.
Oh, sure.
What are you going to do? You got to prove to them that it's religious something or other, you know?
Hmm.
You can't just say, look, we're not going to provide that for anybody. But anyway, I feel for these veterans.
Yeah.
You know? I kind of do. I'm not a veteran. My dad was. I have lots of friends that are veterans, and I have a few acquaintances that are in the military now. But I have interviewed hundreds of them. I've interviewed Vietnam infantrymen, Korean War veterans. I interviewed, and forgive me because I can't remember his name, he's a colonel, a rear admiral, who was a prisoner in Vietnam War who was blinking SOS with his eyes to ABC News in 1965. I interviewed that guy.
Really?
It was a great interview.
I've seen a film
with that. Wrote a book.
Yeah.
It was great. I did a whole special on him for 1 hour. What these guys and gals do is amazing, first of all. But I surely don't think they're getting treated as well as they should be over here. And that's due to not just a half-assed opinion. It's due to research and speaking with these guys and gals, who for the most part are very proud. Very proud.
Right.
They're different cut, a breed from different, you know. They can put up with a lot of you-know-what on the chin.
Right.
And I just feel for them today, you know. I just don't. And this is why when we're talking about the, and I'm not going to use his name because I don't want I don't want to lead you anyway. When we're talking about health care for everybody in America, you know, I have to deal with a lot of veteran problems in my state. I think it's one of two states in the United States of America that does not have a full service dedicated veterans hospital.
Wow.
Okay. They have to schlep these soldiers and veterans if they need, you know, in-house care to Vermont or Massachusetts.
Hmm.
And I see the way that they provide health care for the veterans, right?
Yeah.
These guys and gals, as far as I'm concerned, are supposed to have the best of the best.
They should.
It's horrible. Hmm. So what makes me think that the government's going to take care of me any better with their health care? That's how I see it.
No, certainly not.
Well, there you go. Speak to any veteran. Most of them won't complain, but they suffer like you know what.
Mm-hmm.
They're soldiers. You know? So I feel for them. I don't know if it's ever going to get straightened out. And of course, the other side is a tragic. You know, I was speaking to a guy the other day. He's an acquaintance of mine. He's a Vietnam veteran. All right, 17 years old, he quit school and joined the military. Mm-hmm. He was in the 1st Marine Battalion that went over to Vietnam.
Wow.
And I was just, you know, if I'm sitting down having a coffee and I'm talking to somebody, I just love to learn. Tell me a little bit about your life. Give me that. I want to live that experience you did. I didn't. But my dad sure as hell was in the parking lot when I was 16 years old, my birthday. I think it was 16 or 18 at the time, he brought me right over to sign up for the draft. That was my birthday present. On that birthday that you're supposed to sign up for the draft, he brings me to the place.
I did too.
But I didn't make it or anything. So I'm talking to this guy. He goes, George, you know, and this guy is a tough, proud American, raised a family, whatnot, you know. And he said, I was 17 years old. I joined the military, volunteered. They sent me over the 1st Battalion Marines. I was trained for 4 months, went over there, dropped off in the jungle with an M14 rifle. You don't know what scared was, he said. Scared was scared. You would just lay and do anything. And I just said, tell me the experience of it all. So he did. And he was in there for 4 years. And then he got out and he went back. And he went back in as the Army. He went back over in the Army. So he did 6 years honorable discharge from the Army and the Marines. But he'd never talk about it. Ever would tell you anything. You wouldn't even know if you didn't ask. He doesn't like to relive that thing. But he still suffers from PTSD. And he is 61 years old.
Wow.
But you wouldn't know it. But internally he knows it. So I asked him, how are they taking care of you? I mean, how's your health? He says, it's horrible. It is horrible how they treat us, man. You don't feel like you're going to a hospital. You feel like you're going to an institution.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what bothers me most of all, what's going on. They make all the fanfare. The news covers all this stuff, making it look like it's so high. Hey, Independence Day. Hey, Veterans Day. And these guys, they'll walk down these parades and they wave inside. They're feeling like, you know what? Go blank yourself. That's the majority of how these guys and gals feel. And it's a shame. And I can't fix it. But I sure as hell know what 4th of July means. And, you know, I want to thank anybody who's listening that's a veteran. I don't care what you did in it. You know, you still sacrificed your life to do whatever you did
right, for
the independence of our country and continuing on that road. I just wish you could be taken care of a little bit better.
They should be treated better, for sure.
One of the biggest things they should be treated in is that when you come back, they need to have an acclimation period for them. That I feel. That's my own opinion. They don't. They throw them off the... pick up that soldier in Manchester Airport. He's been in Afghanistan for 4 years. Well, pick up the soldier in Texas, you know, that's been over there. And pick him up. He's got his... We'll give you his back. Huh? Is that how you do that? These people can hardly function. They've been walking around in a foreign land with guns, looking at kids they didn't even know if they were going to shoot them or not, always on a high alert, and now you expect them to go out and get a job tomorrow? It doesn't work like that. I think we're failing our veterans. My own opinion. You don't get politicians talking about this when they're coming around to knock you on your door and do your dog and pony.
No.
They give you the bullshit. I want everybody. I should stress. I should sell these George guns. So when the politicians come to the door, just whack the gun. I don't want to hear your bullshit. You know?
Put a little sign on it. That's
a good sign. Now we got to take a break right here on Kate Delaney. Tony Mark Stevens, and I'm George Russell. Bye-bye, DWI. Twitter, Mike, is Mr. Talk Radio. We'll take a quick break and come right back.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.